It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, rain leading to an absolutely crash-tastic morning as auto body shops are salivating at the prospects of new business they're going to get today. Let's check that forecast now with our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, one of my storm spotters in Balt Springs, she measured, Marie did, 1.56 inches of rain this morning, and she was really close to the flood warnings that were issued earlier for southern Dallas and northern Ellis County. Those have been allowed to expire, but some areas in the flood warning areas received over 3 inches of rain. Most of you have seen a half inch or less across the area, and we still have rain on radar across the southeastern half of North Texas. McKinney, Dallas, down towards Cleburne. That's where the back edge of the rain is, and it's moving off to the south and east.
And as you can imagine, this rain is causing it to be a tough commute this morning. KRLD's Alan Skaya is in southeast Tarrant County, and he's watching the roads there. Alan, what do you see?
Yeah, Heather, this is right in the middle of that $2 billion construction project where they're rebuilding I-20, 820, and 287 all together. And so it's you know, this time of morning, it's already going to be backed up quite a bit. But even today, you can notice that it's a bigger backup than you would normally expect. There's some areas of ponding water, primarily in the median and some of the areas of dirt where they've got construction going on. But these construction zones, you'll find them all over the Metroplex where they're having to expand roads as more people move here. They don't necessarily have the best drainage. And so, yeah, when we do get a quick, heavy bout of rain, that might stay with us for a while. Down here in southeast Tarrant right now, just kind of a light drizzle that's going now. But, yeah, we're still trying to unwind from the effects from before. And so you've got traffic way backed up onto 820 and 287 right now. Guys?
Thanks so much, Alan. Hey, maybe the rain is God crying over his favorite football team coming up short yesterday. The Cowboys record drops to 1-2, taking a beating at AT&T Stadium. The defense looked helpless against Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Snap to Jackson, back and looking. No pressure, rolls to his right, throws it in the end zone, caught. Bateman for the touchdown.
Brad Sham, the call. Baltimore opened up a 22-point lead through three quarters before the Dallas offense woke up, closed the gap down to 28-25 was the final score. But here's the deal. It really wasn't that close, says Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
Cowboys run defense continues to struggle to a great extent. They give up 274 yards rushing.
And maybe worse, it looks like a team struggling to get along.
The Cowboys are clearly in disarray. Short week preparing for the Giants, a division game on the road. They'll need to put this one behind them quickly.
A fast-moving smoky fire sent three people to the hospital in Arlington yesterday. A jogger saw smoke at a senior living center and went in to warn the mostly elderly residents.
Beating on all the doors going down the hallway. So I looked out the hallway and they said, there's a fire.
Arlington firefighters pulled up and saw the fire bursting out of the balcony of a second floor unit at the Arlington Plaza community. As they cleared the building, they found three patients suffering from smoke inhalation. They were taken to the hospital. No other injuries reported.
A district judge says no guns at the state fair. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Now it looks like the state's going to appeal.
This is one of those we fully expected. Attorney General Ken Paxton's office filing notice to appeal last week's state district court ruling that upheld the gun ban at the state fair. The state's hoping to get an accelerated hearing since the fair opens this Friday, and the case will go to the relatively new 15th Court of Appeals in Austin. Republican Governor Greg Abbott appointed the three justices to that court. Paxton, who is also a Republican, hoping for a reversal, claiming the gun ban infringes on gun owners' rights. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A capital murder trial involving a 7-year-old girl that was supposed to start today has been moved from Wise to Tarrant County.
That's because lawyers for Tanner Horner say he can't get a fair trial in Wise County because of media publicity. Horner faces capital murder and kidnapping charges in the killing of 7-year-old Athena Strand. The judge agreed and moved the trial to Tarrant County. No word on when it's going to start. In 2022, Horner, a FedEx driver, delivered a Christmas gift at Athena's home in Paradise and backed into the little girl. The 7-year-old went missing at the time. Her body was found 2 days later along the Trinity River. According to the arrest affidavit, Horner confessed to authorities and said that while the little girl wasn't severely hurt after he backed into her, he kidnapped, strangled, and killed her so she couldn't tell her father about the accident. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Such a terrible story. If the driver just would have said to the dad, hey, I hurt your daughter. Instead, he had to take it to the extent that he did. By the way, if you have power this morning, you're waking up with power at the house, consider yourself fortunate. There are more than 8,200 customers without power across DFW at this hour.
Little airport update. If you're trying to fly out today, of course, we're going to have some delays, 66 delays at DFW Airport, but no cancellations on those outbound flights. Also, 26 outbound flights from Lovefield, or about 10% of the schedule today, has been delayed, but no cancellations yet.
It's 8:12 at KRLD. After easily destroying ULM on Saturday here on KRLD.
A little shoulder waggle, throws for the end zone, wide open, we go. Caught, touchdown, Texas.
The Texas Longhorns are still number one in the AP poll this week. Texas A&M is 24 after a 26-20 win over Bowling Green. SMU got a few votes this week after beating TCU. Other games this weekend, Baylor gets victimized by maybe the craziest ending to a game this year, falling to Colorado 38-31 in OT. The Buffs hit a Hail Mary to send it to OT.
Sanders gets the feet set toward the end zone.
North Texas blows out Wyoming 44-17 in Denton, and Texas Tech topples Arizona State 30-22.
A little bit more on that SMU-TCU game, and the Mustangs scored early and often in their huge win, 66-42 over the Horned Frogs Saturday.
A couple of fakes and down the sideline, inside the 40, the 30, the 10, touchdown SMU!
Tom Brenneman on the call. I guess he did put that headset back on again. The call on CW. SMU head coach Rhett Lashley says it took toughness to win the Iron Skillet.
We felt like to win, you know, from the first play to the last play, we needed to just leave no doubt that we're their most physical team on the field. That was literally our only thought process coming into the game on offense, defense, special teams.
TCU head coach Sonny Dykes got ejected in the second half of that game. Now time for the Brad Cham Report. It's presented by the Sampac Auto Group and Lon Smith Roofing.
Hi again, everyone. This is today's Dallas Cowboys Report. I'm Brad Cham. It wasn't the total disaster of a week ago, but the Cowboys dropped a disturbing 28-25 verdict to the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. Three fourth-quarter Dallas touchdowns made it close, but the Ravens dominated early with a 274-yard rushing day. The defense has a lot to address, and veteran end DeMarcus Lawrence is bothered by the self-inflicted wounds.
You know, it's all frustrating. You know, having a game plan but not following the game plan, it's just small things. So, you know, once we get out of playing Little League football and get back to playing pro football, we'll be all right. Do what your coaches teach you to do. Play your gaps, play your blocks, stay in your gap. You know, and I'm included in this.
It'll be a quick turnaround to flush this one. Practice today, and the Cowboys play in New York Thursday night. That's today's Cowboys Report. I'm Brad Cham.
And you can hear the Brad Cham Report every weekday morning at 6:40 and 8:10 right here on the KRLD Morning News.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little traffic is getting by in Farmers Branch more than 5 hours after a big rig jackknifed earlier today.
The latest on this crash that's right here at I-35E northbound at Valley View. Crews are still working to flip over and tow away this overturned semi, but first they have to clear out the contents. We've got excavators and dump trucks on scene working to make that happen. A few other cars were involved in this crash, but no one else was injured.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen.
A capital murder trial involving a 7-year-old girl that was supposed to start today has been moved from Wise to Tarrant County.
That's because lawyers for Tanner Horner say he can't get a fair trial in Wise County because of media publicity. Horner faces capital murder and kidnapping charges in the killing of 7-year-old Athena Strand. The judge agreed and moved the trial to Tarrant County. No word on when it's going to start. In 2022, Horner, a FedEx driver, delivered a Christmas gift at Athena's home in Paradise and backed into the little girl. The 7-year-old went missing at the time. Her body was found 2 days later along the Trinity River. According to the arrest affidavit, Horner confessed to authorities and said that while the little girl wasn't severely hurt after he backed into her, he kidnapped, strangled, and killed her so she couldn't tell her father about the accident. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The countdown is on, just 4 days until the opening of the Great State Fair of Texas. Big Tex is in place. I wonder if he has a big umbrella today. I hope so.
Me too.
Big Tex first made an appearance at the fair 72 years ago. He's just a spry young fella. Back in 1952, the current Big Tex has been in service since 2013 after a fire destroyed the icon in 2012. I just turn into a mess when I see that video, by the way, of his head on fire, and it's not in a good way.
No.
And who is the voice of Big Tex?
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know. Well, that's for them to know and for you to never find out. The folks at the fair keep that in strict confidence.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.